My name's Bob Rucker. I know most of you briefly. My wife and I have only attended this twice. What are we represented by? 8 to 10 congregations here?
Something like probably that. More than that.
Probably more than that. Let me ask a question, and I do want to raise a hand. In the last 6 months, how many new members have become part of your church? And those new members, not previously Church of Christ members or members of a family that was in the Church of Christ. Anybody? None. What are we doing wrong, people? We are our own, as it says, public relations officer. Each one of us. We have no new members. Let me, I'm going to probably use the word you a few times, and it's really not meant to reprimand anyone here. It's just the way that this is going to come about. Let me give you an example. Let's say I come to you, want to know about your church. I want to know why you're the right church. I listen to a person. And I go on to the Baptist Church, listen to them a while. Lutheran Church, Methodist Church, Church of God, Church of the Latter-day Saints, Catholic Church. I'm undecided where to go. I don't know what to do. So one Sunday morning I decide, well, I'm going to go to church. And I start driving down the road. Go past that little white church with that big white steeple on top. Nice little Baptist church. Drive by, keep going. Ah, there's a little brick church. Church of Christ. Go a little farther, bigger brick church. The chimes are ringing. Nice little music on the with the bells. Methodist church. Go a little bit farther, Lutheran church. Red doors, what does that mean? Keep going. I'm driving up the road. All of a sudden, in the far distance, I see a little glimmer. As I get closer, that glimmer gets bigger and bigger. And I come up onto this huge, beautiful building, this architectural work of art. Big gold dome on the top of it. Sun just glimmering off of this thing. Looks like it's surrounded with a halo. Absolutely beautiful, perfect, manicured grounds. Not one blade of grass higher than the other. Every little flower petal, perfect. Not one little dead flower petal. I drive up into the driveway, go into the parking lot. Cobblestone, really nice. Get out of the car. I can smell that fragrance out there. Walk up to the building. Here's a nice, elegant, silver-haired man, $5,000 Brooks tailored suit, pinstripe, wearing that handmade, one-of-a-kind silk tie, shined to a high-gleam, polished Italian shoes. He welcomes me into this building. Stained glass windows everywhere. I get ushered into this big auditorium. No pews, but these beautiful, lush chairs. I sit down, it's just like in the beginning of a cloud. It's just comfortable. I hear faint music, an organ playing Amazing Grace. Goes on. Pretty soon this big silver-haired man comes out, stands up on the stage, and starts giving his sermon. Tells me how good I am, how good we all are. God will do everything for us. We don't have to do anything to be saved but to believe. Isn't that wonderful? I feel good. Life is good. I'm great. Collection plate comes around. I write my check for half of my savings. Can't wait till next week because I can put the other half in. And then when that's all over with, there's a credit card machine. I can start just running my credit card. Not a problem. I'll just pay it as I go. What did you do wrong, people? What did you send me down that road for? Why did you do it? What have we done wrong? How many people have we talked to in the last year, invited them to church, maybe they came once, never came again? Maybe somebody walked in off the street and sat down in your church. After service, what happens? Everybody rushes them like throwing a kernel of corn into a herd of chickens. Boom. They're all there. Did one man just go up and talk to that person, or one person go up and talk to that person, invite him around, introducing the people, or was the whole group just hovering around him that chased him off? What are we doing wrong? When we talk to people, first it's necessary to put yourself outside that box, okay? We are Church of Christ members. We can talk to everybody here. We know how we all feel. But that person who has no knowledge of us, who sits there or stands there and listens to not only Church of Christ, Baptist, Methodist, he's wondering himself, which one is the right one? Why? So how do you talk to them? Stand outside that box and look at that person and think to yourself, am I telling him what I want to hear if I was that person? Let me give you a couple of examples. Does everybody here know what the Foxfire books are? Has anybody read those or seen them? There's a whole series of these that came out. They were, there was a high school teacher up in North Georgia. I can't remember, but Dahlonega or one of those little towns up there. Challenged his high school kids to go out and find out how the people lived way back when and how they did things. And from that came this great big series of books. Well, in one of these books, my mouth's getting dry. Where is that bottle of water? In one of these books, these kids went out and talked to different people and different preachers about the church they attended. One of which, of course, was the Church of Christ. Other than the Catholic Church, the Church of Christ, the person he talked to from the Church of Christ, who happened to be the preacher at that Church of Christ, was the only one that said, we are the one and only church. Now, if I'm not a member of the Church of Christ, and I'm wondering which church I need to belong to, or which one I should belong to, or which one's going to be the best for me, and I start going through this and reading this, I begin to see a little arrogance in the way that was said. Okay? As a member of the Church of Christ, I don't see that arrogance. But as a non-member of the Church of Christ and someone who's looking for a church, there is some arrogance in there. Another good place to go, now I'm, as you can see, I'm a technotard, okay? I don't use computers unless I have to. But I went on a website one time, I typed it in and said, Church of Christ. And it popped up all these different topics. Well, one of them was Church of Christ cult. Has anybody ever been to that website or punched that in? Let me tell you something. There is people out there that really hate us. But I would recommend to everybody to go on that and go through some of the websites and read some of the things that are said about us and why they're said about us. And then see what you can do about changing it. Because they have a perception of us that's absolutely false. So, where am I going from here? Anyway, it's necessary for you to stand outside the box when you talk to people and talk to them in a manner in which you would want to be spoken of or to if you were one looking for a church. Remember one thing, God gave us two ears and one mouth. It's necessary to listen twice as much and twice as hard as how we speak and how much we speak. And just like the last speaker, let me say this. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. If you don't take the other person's feelings into consideration and take that slow route, don't try to grab them and pull them in and hope that you're going to have them, because you're not. Everybody's going to defy you, and they're going to run away from you. So be gentle with them, and hopefully we can increase our members, and that's all.